Have you ever wondered whether a particular item can be put out with your household recycling? You're not alone. Okay, I have here a list of pizza box, UHT milk container, Pyrex, and newspapers. Which of these things do you think you can put in your recycling bin?
All of them.
No, you just say the newspapers.
Okay, pizza boxes, yes. UHT milk containers, yes. Pyrex, yep. Yep, newspapers, yes.
Pyrex, yes. Pizza boxes, I go with no. And I'm not sure on the UHT milk containers.
Can't you? Well, that would be the Pyrex, the UHT milk containers and the pizza boxes then.
Is Pyrex that glass stuff that you cook in? Yeah, it would be the same as normal glass. Why wouldn't they be able to recycle that?
Councillor John Campbell is the chairperson of Brisbane City Council's Water and City Business Committee, whose responsibilities include recycling. I asked him whether the council had recently conducted any community education programs on recycling.
When we introduced the recycling scheme, of course we did, but we haven't had an effective education system for a while.
Advances in automated sorting technology and the current high price of some of the raw materials being recycled are helping to raise the economic viability of recycling operations, even without taking into account the environmental benefits. John Campbell again.
Well, I think there's tremendous potential for increase in recycling. At the moment, one-third of the contents of the green bin, which is the general waste bin, is potentially recycled. So there is that extra volume that we want to get in the recycling stream.
So what is the hapless consumer to do? Is it a case of, if in doubt, put it in the recycling bin? Not so, says Lee Smith from Visy, the company that processes the majority of recyclables collected from Brisbane City households.
I'll give you an example. In terms of picking up glass for recycling, the item that is the most damaging to the whole recycling system is the inclusion of the various types of heat-resistant glass. So that casserole dish that looks like it's made out of glass, but in fact it's made of very heat-resistant material. When it gets broken up and goes through the sorting line, it looks like it's clear glass, but when it gets to the smelter, it doesn't melt at the same temperature, it stays solid, and the rest of the glass has been melted to a liquid, and it can end up in whole batches of new bottles being rejected and becoming waste material. If they're reprocessed as waste material, the pyroceramic goes around again and contaminates a new load of bottles. So that's incredibly damaging to, say, the glass recycling system.
Lee Smith says that similar examples of what he calls specific contaminants exist in other recycling streams, and that the only effective way to keep them out is by raising community awareness. He maintains that both the council and his company have an ongoing education campaign and is surprised that some members of the community disagree.
Education campaigns have been dreadful. They're pretty much non-existent. Every now and then you'll get a magnet in the mail or something, or the stickers on the bin lids. It's about all that tells you what you can and can't recycle.
Just as well, then, that we have time to clear up one more point of confusion.
You definitely don't want, say, a pizza box that's still got half a pizza in it, but a couple of little bits of cheese stuck to it are going to be okay.
That's that, then. Tom Cliff, CCN.